Shmuel's Perek Tes Mishnah Vav. We said two Mishnayos ago in Mishnah Dalet that when one plants tevel in the ground, then whatever grows from that tevel is going to be considered chulin and one could eat it. But this Mishnah puts some limitations on that. Ha-tevel, if somebody took tevel produce and planted it in the ground without taking trumos or maestros, gidulav mutarim, like we said in Mishnah Dalet, that which grows from it is going to be mutar, it's going to be chulin, but that only applies bedavar shezaro kala, as we saw in Mishnah Hay, that only applies to something where the seed is going to be destroyed and decomposes when the new growths are coming up. Aval bedavar she'ein zaro kala, but in a case where the original tevel item that he planted stays intact and the seed isn't destroyed, gidulei gidulin asurin, then even the growths that come from the next generation of growths that came up are all usur. Everything is going to be usur, and you're not even allowed to snack on it. You're not allowed to even eat achilas arai until you make sure that trumos and maestros are taken. Because the original forbidden plant is mixed in with the new growths, we have to treat everything as if it's the original plant. So that only applies where the seed remains intact. So then the Mishnah asks, Ezeu dover she'ein zaro kola. So what is an item where the seed remains intact and doesn't decompose? Kagon, for example, haluf, the luf, which the Rambam says is a type of onion, the hashum and garlic, the habitzalim and onions. These are our bulbous plants, where the bulb doesn't decompose. Instead, it gets thicker and generates new bulbs around it that are going to grow. So to plant onions, you first plant an old onion, and then new onion bulbs will come up. And as such, they're treated differently. Rabbi Yehuda Omer hashum kisorim. Rabbi Yehuda says that garlic is different. It's treated like barley. Barley seeds decompose even faster than the usual wheat or bean seeds would. And Rabbi Yehuda uses barley as the model for things that decompose. He says that garlic is something that decomposes just like barley, so we'll treat it the same way. Other Rishonim say that what Rabbi Yehuda means is that certain types of garlic, like small ones, are treated like barley. And other types, the big ones, might be different. He uses a barley corn as a measurement, according to this version of things. Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, Hamenakesh im Ha'ovi Kochavim, if somebody is pulling weeds alongside a guy, Bachasios, among the pungent bulbs, is a frequent translation, which means things along the lines of onion and garlic. And so he's pulling weeds, and he's got the onion and garlic there in the field, and he's weeding the area. So the question is, if a Jew who's working for a non-Jew, can he take snacks from what he's pulling out? So ordinarily, one would not snack on weeds. In this case, the menakesh that we're talking about is pulling out extra bulbs, which are too crowded. So he's trying to make space for the rest of the plants to grow larger. So can he take a snack or not? Afal pisha peros of tevel, even though the produce that is growing is considered tevel, that is, the produce that belongs to a guy, because, and we saw this in earlier Mishnayos in different Masechtas, if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, we don't want to release it from all the truma and meiser obligations that grow. So even though what he's growing is tevel, ocha mehem arai, he can eat a snack or a casual eating from what is growing. According, the Rabbana did not make a gzera prohibiting snacking on these unprocessed growths. Generally speaking, you can eat arai, even tevel, as long as you haven't finished the process of what's going to grow. On the Min HaTorah level, if a guy is the one who's processing the crop, if meroach is done by a guy, it's actually pater from trumos and maestros in the first place. So the obligation of a Jewish person to take trumos and maestros from produce from a guy is only midrabanan in the first place. So now that we've got guyish a tevel that he wants to just snack on, that's kind of an extra level of leniency, and we don't say that that's going to be usur. Shesile truma shenitmu, sets of truma. These are young plants that are plucked from the ground and then transplanted somewhere else. There are some species like cabbages and leeks where you can eat these if you wanted to right now. Otherwise, if they're planning on being transplanted, then eventually more mature plants are going to grow later. Here we have a case of young edible plants where they were picked, that is to say processed, and they could be used as food since they're young, and then had truma separated from them. So they're shesile truma, they are sets of truma, but shenitma'u, that they became tameh. Once the truma became tameh, it's usher to eat. But could you replant it? What could you do? So shesalon, if he then plants these tameh truma young plants, then taharu milatameh, they become cleared of being able to be metame other things. They can no longer transmit tumah. Va'asurin milachol, but they are forbidden for eating. Once you replant them, they're not considered food anymore. Then therefore they can't make anything else tame. But they themselves, if you try to eat them, then they are being used as food. So Kohanim can't eat these truma tame plants that were planned on being transplanted. So they become clear of being able to be metame anything else, but vasurin milachol, but he's usher to eat them, ache yagom esa ochel, until he trims the food. Trimming the food means to permit the plants for eating. He has to cut away the edible portion of the plants, leaving only the core and the roots, and whatever new bulbs grow from the core and the roots that he plants is permitted. So he shouldn't plant the original truma plant with all of the leaves and things that could be eaten. He should just plant the parts that were inedible. Then whatever grows from them will be tahar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyagom v'yishne. Rabbi Yehuda says, until he trims them, and then repeats that again. So after trimming away the edible portions once, sticking it in the ground, and a new bulb grows, he then has to again cut away the edible part of the new bulb, replant the not edible parts, and wait for it to grow again. So Rabbi Yehuda says, for this truma tomato that you're transplanting, you have to redo two generations of replantings before you're going to be allowed to eat the product that comes out of that. The Chacham said you only have to do it once, and the Tanakhama said, and then you could go ahead and eat what comes out the first time.